Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Kremlin has announced that all charges against the leader of the Wagner mercenary group have been dropped. President Putin's spokesman said Yevgeny Prigozhin would move to Belarus and his fighters would not be prosecuted. Steve Rosenberg has more details from Moscow.
According to the deal, all criminal charges against Mr. Prigozhin will be dropped and he will move to Belarus. As for the Wagner fighters who took part in this mutiny, they will not be charged. They won't face any criminal charges because of their frontline service, the Kremlin says. So what you have is, in effect, a situation which has turned around completely, because just a few hours ago, there seemed to be a real danger of a confrontation. Mr. Prigozhin was saying he was going to go all the way. He was furious with the military leadership of Russia. Suddenly things have turned around and he says, no, back to camp, we've done a deal.
Wagner fighters have been leaving the southern city of Rostov, which they took control of early on Saturday. Russian media has shown film of them leaving the regional military headquarters. The governor said the mercenaries had returned to their field camps. Here's James Landale.
Russia came close to the brink of civil conflict. Evgeny Prigozhin's Wagner mercenaries claimed to have marched to within almost 100 miles of Moscow. They had seized the southern city of Rostov-on-Don without bloodshed. They claimed control over military facilities further north near Voronezh. And then they headed in convoy towards the Russian capital. Tonight, the leader of the mercenary group that has led much of the fighting in Ukraine is heading to exile, his private army facing an uncertain future. And President Putin has lost a key fighting force from the battlefield in Ukraine and suffered a considerable dent to his authority and credibility.
Ukraine says it's stepping up its military offensive on the outskirts of the Russian-occupied city of Bakhmut. The Deputy Defence Minister, Hanna Malyar, said her country's forces were attacking simultaneously in a number of directions. The counter-offensive is expected to intensify shortly with the influx of thousands of troops and more advanced Western weapons. Andrew Harding is in eastern Ukraine.
The situation here and in Russia is so unpredictable right now that the Ukrainians may well be tempted simply to shrug, keep calm and carry on with their counterattack as planned. On the other hand, it's clear that there is potentially an opportunity for Ukraine. And so I think they'll be watching very closely in the coming days to see if the instability in Russia is transferred to the front lines here in Ukraine. Will Wagner's troops come back? Will there be new divisions, perhaps infighting, perhaps even sudden retreats of units from the front lines? Opportunities for Ukraine to exploit.
BBC News. A diplomatic row has broken out between Pakistan and India after Indian troops opened fire at several people in the disputed territory of Kashmir. Islamabad says two of them were killed and another was wounded. It's accused Delhi of violating a ceasefire agreed in 2021. Kat Weiner reports.
The Indian chargé d'affaires in Islamabad was summoned to Pakistan's foreign ministry in protest at the shootings, which took place earlier on Saturday. Pakistan accuses India's security forces of firing indiscriminately at a group of Kashmiri shepherds near the de facto border between the two countries. Delhi disputes the allegation, saying its soldiers shot at three armed Pakistanis who'd illegally crossed the so-called line of control. Pakistan and India both lay claim to Kashmir and each controls half of it. The territory has long been a flashpoint between the two countries, but this is the first alleged breach of the 2021 ceasefire.
Ethiopia's government-appointed Human Rights Commission has criticised the forcible return to Eritrea of 200 refugees and asylum seekers, including minors. It says the Ethiopian authorities had considered them to be in the country illegally. The commission says it's concerned that those being deported could be at risk in Eritrea. Tens of thousands of Eritreans who had fled persecution had lived in Ethiopia for years. An Egyptian man has appeared in court in London to face charges of people smuggling. He's suspected of overseeing the illegal movement of thousands of people across the Mediterranean from Libya to Italy. The man was arrested near his home in London after an investigation by Italian prosecutors into alleged financial crimes. A bridge over Yellowstone River in the US state of Montana collapsed on Saturday as a freight train travelled over it. A number of carriages plunged into the water below. Several were carrying hazardous materials, including sulphur and asphalt. BBC News.